Brian Noonan on 720 WGN in for Justin Kaufman tonight. And in the studio with me now, a band called Catch. They are going to be playing this weekend at the Great American Lobster Fest on Navy Pier. They are playing Saturday at 5 o'clock on the outside stage, part of a huge bill over there at the fest. Band called Catch from Chicago. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good to have you. I've got, let me see, where's Jess?
I'm right
there
here.
There you are. Okay, good. Tim Frank is here, Jess Lyons, and Tim Kalig. They call him TK. He plays the saxophone. Should I call you TK?
TK is great.
TK is great. So tell us, you're from Chicago. We know that. But tell us a little bit about the band. How did it come together? And I hate to ask this question, but people will always go, well, what kind of music do you guys play? But who are your influences? How'd the band come together?
Jess, how do you describe what kind of music we play?
How do I describe this to people? I say folk, rock, but then some of it's a little rockier, and then some of it's like a little weird and like digital now in this new
like
age.
Pop, I don't know, we're kind of folky, maybe.
Kind of just like wherever the inspiration goes. It literally is a little bit of everything, and I like to say it's something that everybody can dance to.
Yeah, it's got to be hard as you're creating music because you don't want to be pigeonholed, right? You don't want to be, well, they're just a X band. They just do this. If you want to do whatever you want to do, right?
Totally. And we kind of jump around in a lot of different genres for sure. And we don't want to be locked down by any sort of boundaries by, you're this kind of music. Yeah, that's exactly right, I think.
Well, I always dig a band that has a horn section. Now, we've got three, but this is a very stripped-down version of band called
Absolutely,
Catch,
yeah,
right?
There's normally eight of us, and this is a set that we sometimes call the BC3 set, BC3, which has also been
TK's
a version.
TK's like, I don't know, I play the horn, man.
I show up when I'm told. You know?
So we play this acoustic set, but yeah, the full band is, you know, you've got saxophone, trumpet, trombone, electric guitar, my acoustic guitar, Jess shaking some stuff, bass guitar, Dave Langley.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You shake some things?
I shake a mean shaker.
Yeah.
I tell you what. It's
that can add to a song. It can make or break a song.
Can't do without it.
No, of course not. I was listening to an interview with somebody who, and the shaker was, like, they were looking for the sound. They couldn't, and it's a big hit song, and I wish I could remember. An engineer walked by and goes, you know what you need? You need, and he shook the shaker, and that made the song.
That's it.
So, listen, they're very lucky to have you, Jess, shaking your shaker. How long has the band been together?
February will mark our 10th year anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, we've seen some different lineups, but Jess, how long have you been with the band? 8 years?
I mean, that probably means eight for me,
eight,
then.
Yeah, the original lineup
was Mr. College.
Dustin Valente.
Wide-eyed, innocent.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my friend was playing bass, and I like already went to the shows. And then they wanted some backup vocals. So I was like, I know all the songs.
Perfect. There you go. And I've got a shaker.
I've got a shaker,
so bring me in. TK, how long have you been with the band?
About 6 or 7 years, something like that. Yeah.
Wow, holy cow.
The former bass player brought me in. He had a mutual friend with me, and then I had just come back from living overseas, and then he's like, hey, you want to join this band? It's like, I'm looking for more projects to play with, so sure. So I came in and started writing horn parts, and they haven't gotten rid of me yet. So
it's very cool. I love the saxophone. As I said, a horn section for me, it goes back to Chicago and Motown and all the Wallace sound, all that stuff. I love horns. So any band that's got that in it, is it tough now, Tim? As you're writing, you know, you play acoustic. Is it hard to write with all these different parts, or was that an easy thing for you? Did you always write big?
Well, normally, you know, I mean, it all starts on the acoustic with some vocals, and then I bring it to the band and play it, and everybody sort of puts their parts in, and
it gets big.
Yeah, and it gets bigger.
Okay.
Sometimes I've got some ideas for like different beats or whatever, or different things that would be cool, but normally it's a pretty collaborative effort, and we all try things, and we have a rule that, you know, well, hey, let's try this, and before anybody can say no, we're not going to do that, that's a stupid idea, we have to at least try it.
Okay.
So we at least try it once. And then we normally decide it's a terrible idea, let's not do that.
Or
this is a great idea.
They start small and they stay small.
And they stay small. Yeah, so we'll have, so this new record, it's been 5 years since we've released anything.
Okay.
So there's been this bit of a hiatus. So we just released See You Soon, which was, there's a new music video for it.
Right. And people can get that on Amazon, iTunes, everywhere, everywhere that fine music is available.
Yep, yep. And then, you know, soon to follow will be probably a couple more singles, and then we'll release it all together, probably 10 or 12 songs. We don't know if they're all going to quite make the record, but yeah, it's been a while, and yeah, I'm excited for this one. So.
Is it tough when you have a band of that size and everybody's obviously lobbying for their ideas? Who gets the final say? Is that you, Tim, or is it truly a democracy, or are you the ultimate word? Yeah. You
he
are
likes
the man.
To try to have the last word, but there's eight of us.
That's what I was gonna say.
So no, he gets squashed sometimes.
Everybody in the band definitely brings in their own opinion. Everybody comes from a different background and has strengths of their own. So. I would like to say it's more of a collaborative effort at the end. I mean,
majority normally rules.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. From the horn's perspective, I think we're just trying to fill space and contribute to the song the best we can. So sometimes songs go through like six or seven different versions of a horn part or horn lines before we solidify that. But it's usually everybody on board with what sounds best.
Well, in the end, that's the ultimate goal. What is your background, TK?
I studied music through high school and in college, foregoing a music degree to study other things. But when I moved to Chicago, the pursuit of music never left. So didn't do it so much through my early 20s. But as I've gotten older, started playing more and more, foregoing the career path to be more of a professional musician at this point. So. It's always been a part of my family background. I've played music of some sort since I was like 2 years old, I think. But I've been playing saxophone for over 25 years now, and it's not a hobby anymore.
25 years.
It's a lifestyle choice. Yeah,
he's got this great.
They didn't realize
though.
How old you were until just now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm well into my 30s, guys.
Yeah.
How about you, Tim? What's your background?
So I started playing. I used to play drums, and in like sixth or seventh grade, I traded my drum set for an electric guitar, Flying V electric guitar.
Oh.
And I think my parents really loved that I made that decision because things got a little less loud. But then they got turned up, and so I grew up a lot on Kurt Cobain.
Okay.
The first band I joined was called Baked Fresh Daily, and
clever.
It was a garage band, and I think we had like two or three practices, and then decided that we weren't going to be a band anymore. and then I went to school
falls
for acting.
Apart so early.
Still did the acting. Moved to Chicago to go to the theater school at DePaul, and as soon as I graduated, realized that theater can sometimes leave a bad taste in your mouth, especially after you graduate when you're still spending money to do theater.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really make much sense. And then I said, you know what? While I'm young, let's start doing the band thing. And started doing that and focused on the music. And then, the acting opportunities would pop up. So just dabbled in a little bit of everything. And I don't think that there's a better way to live than doing a little bit of everything.
Yeah, mix it all up. Why not? And Jess, we know you were a fan of the band. We know you had a shaker in the trunk. But what was the rest of your background?
Just waiting for it. I always
one day.
Yeah, one day I will shake it on the big stage. and I have. Let me tell you what. Actually, we have done some really cool things as a band. I have a musical theater background, of course, and an acting degree as well. I went into producing and tour managing, and I was on the road with a bunch of tribute artists
for
a long time. And I did. I was a June Carter Cash impersonator for a while, and did,
which
all
leads
sorts
into
of funny
see you
stuff.
Soon a little bit.
So I just always, sang, and I do all sorts of other weird stuff now.
Very nice.
But we're all Renaissance men and women.
Yeah.
Well, Band Called Catch is here. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, we will hear from the band. They are going to be at the Great American Lobster Fest, which is taking place on Navy Pier this weekend. They're set Saturday, September 2nd at 5 o'clock. BandCalledCatch.com is where you can get all the information about the band. You can learn all about it. You can hear their new single, See You Soon. Everything is at BandCalledCatch.com. So let's take a quick break. We'll let everybody saddle up, and Jess will grab her shaker, and Tim will grab his guitar, and TK will grab his horn, and we will have some wonderful music in just a couple minutes right here on 720 WGN.
We all look the same way. We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. What's that you were saying? What do you know about me? What's that face that you're making? What do you know about me?
Just another break and you're fixing.
What do you know about me?
I tell you my deepest secrets.
What do you know about me? We all look the same way.
We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. Do you remember where you came from? What do you know about me? It must have been from when the silly money come. What do you know about me? And teacher watch a student fly right by. What do you know about me? He's just that kind of ladies guy. What do you know about me? We all look the same way. We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. We all look the same way. We all look the same. You better get back up now. Get back on your feet. We'll take a bite, yeah, but not from the hand that feeds you. You'll find it don't taste too sweet. Oh, I'm not the boy for you. No, such a sweet girl. I can't even stay in my seat. Oh, don't you come calling back, my old friend. Ain't the real world so neat? Ain't the real world so neat? Ain't the real world so neat?
Band called Catch on 720 WGN, bandcalledcatch.com. Very nice. We've got about we got about 3 minutes. You want to play us up to the news?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got? What do you got for us?
So this is a new one. This will be the single. You can get it right now on iTunes and Amazon, and more to follow. More to follow. We also just did a music video for this, so check it out on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/bandcalledcatch.
Just an idea inside my head. Fueled by the silly things we said, you gotta get out and run away. Back to the muck and the fields of gray, because we never did sing in tune. Ain't never gonna be like no Johnny and June. It's like a flower unable to bloom. I'm sick and tired of saying, I'll see you soon. Back to the future of our wild dreams. Back when things were as they seem. Back to the ones that got love to give. Back to the ones that help us live. Because we never did sing in tune. Ain't never gonna be like no Johnny and June. It's like a flower unable to bloom. I'm sick and tired of saying, I'll see you soon. I'll see you. Oh, I'll see you soon. I'll see you. Oh, I'll see you. I'll see you.
1, 2, 3, and then it clicked through to me that, baby, I can't change you and you can't change me. So we'll go on, indeed, we'll sing the right tune, and, baby, I'll say goodbye and you'll say, I'll see you soon. I'll see you. Oh, I'll see you soon. I'll see you soon. Oh, I'll see you.
Band called Catch. That's See You Soon. You can see the video for that new single at their website, bandcalledcatch.com. We'll talk a little more with the band, hear a little more music on the other side of the news. Again, if you want to see the band live, the full band, this the BK3, or BC3, kind of a toned-down, stripped-down version, the full 8-piece band will be on Navy Pier Saturday, September 2nd, 5 p.m., the outside stage, part of the Great American Lobster Fest. You can go there, see them live. Go to bandcalledcatch.com for all the information. Brian Noonan in for Justin Kaufman on 720 WGN. Band called Catch is in the studio with me. They are appearing at the Great American Lobster Fest, which is happening this weekend on Navy Pier. You can see them Saturday, that's September 2nd, 5 p.m. on the big outside stage. Tim Frank is in the studio. Jess Lyons is here. And Tim Kelling, oh, we just call him TK. He plays the saxophone. Do all horn players, TK, do all horn players go by just initials, or is this something just for you?
That's just for me, since my last name, Kohling.
Kohling, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Everybody makes a mistake. Is a mouthful to stay on stage. So,
okay. So TK's just
and when you get two Tims in a band,
yeah, there's a lot of TK. Tims. Now, some of the band is watching. Watching you because you guys are Facebook living this because we're multi-platform here. There's a million different ways you can see band called Catch in the studio with me. Some of the other band members are chiming in on your Facebook.
Yeah, you got
live.
Brian Wise saying we need a more electric guitar in the mix.
Oh, see, well, listen, he was invited.
That's
They're
true.
Very busy.
We should have just fit all eight of us. Just
that would have been
happen.
Crazy. I would love to see my fantastic engineer, Bob Ferguson, try to fit eight people in here. I know they've done it before. We've had huge choirs and stuff in here.
Really? Oh, wow.
It's amazing. It's crowded, but it can be done.
It works.
And Jess Lyons, in case I didn't introduce, Jess is here as well. So now you've been together, you said, a long time. The band's been going for about 10 years. How has the scene in Chicago, because Chicago always had a great music scene, how has it changed in the time since the band started to now?
Well, I think that I remember our first show was at Bill's Blues in Evanston. Okay. Have you ever been there?
No.
And I remember a promoter approached us and said, hey, I'm going to give you a stack of hard copy tickets. And for every one of these hard copy tickets that you sell at $10 each, you can have $2.
Wow, what a return.
So for every one ticket, we got 20%, and whoever else got 80%, I don't know. But we hustled them and sold our hard copy tickets, and I don't know if people do that anymore.
Yeah,
I think that there's been promoters in the past, and at least in the last few years, that said, well, how many tickets are you willing to sell? Will you get out there and sell your hard copy tickets? And I think that, I don't know if those days might be behind us.
It was hard, and it's still hard to play original music in anywhere,
yeah.
I think, especially because, the market is totally oversaturated. It's so easy to be a musician, and everything is so accessible and at your fingertips nowadays.
You mean because of technology?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. To get a gig, you have to sell these pre-sale tickets. They're like, how many people can you bring here? You can't just, go and...
Nobody's willing to take a chance and say, hey, here's our stage.
It's
we've heard you guys. Come on in.
Yeah, it's hard to get randoms out to see your gigs. I mean,
yeah.
when you get older in this industry, it's not so much your friends and family coming out to see you play anymore. It's really trying to build those audiences one fan at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking from the working musician perspective, you play in as many bands as you can. And a lot more of that is less and less stage shows, more and more corporate gigs. And
oh, really?
And whatever you can find. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, the original bands are a fun treat on the side after, when you're doing a second line gig for a function where they're pushing in the corner saying, hey, can you be quieter? And you're like, yeah.
So play that horn quieter.
Yeah. So, you know, wedding bands, corporate gigs, those are what pay the bills. But, you know, doing original bands like Band Called Catch and some of the other ones we play with is what makes makes your soul complete as a musician in this town.
Yeah. So, and that's right. You have to do it because you love it, because you love doing it. You know, if you're doing it for the money, then you should probably just stick to tribute bands or cover bands, because you're pretty guaranteed to make some money, especially in the summertime if you're playing cover songs.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, you see any of the festivals, and there's a million festivals.
Oh yeah,
there's the same handful of cover bands, and I'm not denigrating any of them. They're all at the door to find jobs.
Absolutely not.
But it's they.
You see the same.
Is there ever a point where you just went, man, we should just learn some Lover Boy?
Yeah. No. Well, it's funny. Like for Great American Lobster Fest, we'll play some cover songs just because, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that don't know us, and so, you know, how do you hook them in and how do you get people having a good time? Well, you got to play some songs that they might know. So we'll throw like a few songs in. We just learned a new one. What did we just learn?
Ooh, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. So we're gonna play that one.
That'll
I think
nice.
It's appropriate.
We got a bunch of great covers. You gotta throw a cover.
Summertime.
In there. Get everybody singing who doesn't know all the words to your own.
Yeah, and we get that too, you know. Yeah. I mean, people want to hear songs they know, but.
And it's fun. Hey, I made a great living singing other people's music for a long time.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a good cover band.
It's so much fun to have people relive
the songs
that they already know.
But a lot of times in the summertime, you see the same cover bands playing every
That's
festival.
That's what I'm saying. There's a handful, and you know their names because they've been everywhere.
Yeah, and that's why we appreciate the few festivals that have had us along, that it's like they're going to take a chance at an original band, because there are people out there that want to see original music, and that's why it's good, and we appreciate playing the few festivals we've been able to play, because a lot of times you can't play festivals unless you're playing cover music.
Now, do the people who book these festivals, even when they're booking you because they know you're an original band, do they ever say, hey guys, we love your stuff, but can you make sure there's enough covers to keep
everybody sometimes.
Has
anyone even
ever
sometimes
said that?
Yeah, here and there. And even sometimes when people will like us specifically, like Band Call Catch, and they'll be like, hey, you know, we've been asked to play a few weddings, and people still are like, hey, but could you also do some cover songs too? And I get it. And
you have to do
weddings.
Requests for weddings.
Yeah.
Do you ever make an artistic stance and say, no,
we will only do
Band Called Catch music, because that is what we've toiled
here
over.
On WGN Radio, we will only play Band Called Catch music.
I've actually had bands come in and go, oh, can we do a cover? I was like,
why?
Really?
No, I asked you to come in because I wanted to hear your stuff.
That's funny.
That's why we do it. So now you're out there, and in the 10 years, besides getting booked, that's changed. Getting your music out. With social media and trying to get an album out, that has all changed over the 10 years drastically too, right?
Well, you see it. I mean, we're doing Facebook Live right now. I mean, it's the immediate interaction with fans that kind of changes a lot. I mean, whereas before people had to wait to see whatever, we're always trying to generate content. I mean, you can look at our Instagram feed from the rehearsals the last few days. It's access that, you know, you wouldn't have had 10 years ago.
And you know, I remember when download cards came out, and that was the new big thing.
Download
you know,
cards.
Like, you can get a download card, and then so you wouldn't be selling CDs anymore. You'd be download cards, and you'd sell them, and then people would go and then put in the code and get their song. You know?
Yeah.
But now, I mean, people don't necessarily really buy music, you know. So it's Spotify, and let me tell you, if you want to know how Spotify pays out, you can listen to our last record, which is on Spotify, and I'm sure we're gonna put the rest on Spotify, because you might as well. Can't beat them, join them, right? But you could spin a song 1,000 times and get, I don't know, $1.25 from it.
Yeah, everything goes for full circle, though. I mean, people don't buy CDs anymore because your computer doesn't have a CD player anymore.
That's true. So most cars don't have them anymore either.
So, I mean, it goes back to vinyl where, you know, we haven't talked about distribution for the next record when it's coming out yet, but
I imagine that's
going to be part of the format because...
It goes back
to a keepsake. You know,
so you'll want to press some of this stuff in vinyl.
Yeah, and everything comes back, right? You hope.
I guess.
So
I don't know where my turntable
is. If anybody wants
to
buy anything tangible, they want to buy something. You know, they want to buy a vinyl. Cool. I guess. Yeah.
Does that, as an artist? I know you said if you can't beat them, you got to join them. But it's got to bother you at some point where you go, we work so hard on this music, we've created this sound, and now it's out there. You know. A thousand plays and you get a buck. That's not going to split up eight ways too easy.
No.
Does it bother you? Not just from a financial standpoint, but hey, somebody's doing okay off our sweat.
From a musician standpoint, I mean, it does bother you because you want to be able to make a living off of your craft.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will come up and approach you and be like, oh, that's a great hobby you have, and not realizing the amount of time, sweat, blood, and tears you put into what you're doing.
Yeah, tell me the story you were telling us in the car ride today. Somebody said something to you about, oh, you're a musician. Well, are you famous?
Or? Yeah, you know, are you famous? Like, how have you sold as much as, you know, Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
And it's, you know, at this point in time, like, I want to make, you know, I want to pay my rent playing music. And you're able to do that. And I'm not looking to make, you know, $1 million on the next record we release. You know,
That's all right. hell works.
If we make a few bucks on it, that's great. Yeah. I mean, now releasing music, we can't change the way the industry works.
Right.
We can't change distribution channels. So it's hoping that somebody hears that and comes out to a show. And as a musician now playing live gigs, I mean, you're more apt to sell a t-shirt than you are any music. So, we're in the fashion business now too. but it's the way it's been in the music industry. It's a hard slog, and you just hope that the art you create and what you put out there is appreciated by the people who hear it.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the music be in somebody's hands for free. Yeah. Then have five people listen to it and pay for it.
That's true. Yeah, you want the exposure. You want to get out there. So playing live is the best way. That's how, you know, using social media to get people to come out to the shows. These are the best ways to get your music out there, right?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Are you still acting, Tim?
I am, yeah. I just did a movie called The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, which is Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah. Brett Dalton. It's now on Amazon. I think it's coming to Netflix soon. But
very cool.
I play this happy-go-lucky guy named John Mark. My face is shaved, and I'm a 30-year-old who lives in his mother's basement. And it's fun. It's fun. It's like a romantic comedy and with a good message, I think, and it's a fun. Fun thing.
Now, as a movie star, does he ever pull a diva act
yes.
with the band? And
all
so
the time.
The other seven of you have
Can
to
you
bring him green M&Ms. Very
Nice.
All right, so we're gonna the new single "See You Soon" is on the website, which is a band called catch.com. So you can go there, listen to it, then you can download it. Maybe go iTunes.
iTunes.
Spend the 99 cents.
Or you can order. Well, I guess pre-sale order. But if you order a CD from us, I will send it to you. I have stamps.
She hand wraps
I have made my own stationery.
On Amazon.
Really?
I will write you your own.
So
note.
If you order a tangible hard copy off Amazon.
Very nice.
Comes wrapped by Jess.
Crafts and Shakers. Yes, I am the master.
That's wow. That right there. That's worth the price of admission.
There you go.
You're going to decorate it up.
There you go.
You made your own stamps.
Memories
Does
forever.
The government allow those your stamps to go through the mail? Is it some sort of crazy?
I haven't.
She's got to deal with the postal
yet,
service.
I just made some stamps. Really? Yeah, and I founded my own tax accounting company. Very nice. All right, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and hear one more from you guys. What's going to be on tap?
We're going to do Radio Man.
Radio Man. That sounds good.
It's another new song that you'll hear soon, and you've heard it live. We'll be playing all these songs live on Saturday at Lobster Fest. So. Navy Pier, come out and get a sneak peek of what's going to be
it's
on the record.
Lobster.
Yeah, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, 5:00. That's when Band Called Catch will be at the Great American Lobster Fest. Go to their website.
And Cherry Pop and Daddies play that night.
Yes, I saw that.
Zoot Riot.
That's going to be crazy. Now they have more. Do they have more than eight people? They have a pretty big band too.
10 or 12.
Yeah, that's a big band too.
Yeah.
So it's night of the big bands.
Yeah, there'll be a big swing dance party that night in the Grand Ballroom.
Is there going to be like a horn, kind of a West Side Story horn
you
fight?
Jump up there.
I don't know. I haven't met the guys, and we'll see when I'm hanging out.
Like the Sharks. Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure
crazy.
That happens.
Jump on up.
I would love to see. I would love to see a big trombone fight, and then maybe the saxophone comes in with a little jab there.
Yeah, I play a lot of New Orleans second line music. So
do you really?
That, yeah,
I love. My daughter's in New Orleans. Goes to school in New Orleans. I love the second line.
It's amazing music.
It is great. Do you do a lot of it up here?
I do. I play with a lot of different bands here in Chicago. Main one is called Four Star Brass Band.
I've had them on. I've had them on the show before.
Yeah, so you can check those guys out. Hi-Hat Second Line is another one I play with. I've sat in with Big Shoulders Brass Band and Lowdown Brass Band here in Chicago.
Very
too,
cool.
So. All the brass.
All the brass.
All the brass bands.
So yeah. Saxy.
You can't beat it. Look at what you do there.
See?
Look at what you do,
yes,
Jess, with
I'm
the
here.
Puns. I like it. Very nice. Not just shaking. She's got the puns and the crafts as well.
Yes.
Hey, this is what trib read, Dan? I'm supposed to do some trib read, you said? I don't know. We'll figure it out after. I don't know where it is. Probably threw it away. I'm not doing it. We'll do it after this. But let's take a quick break, and then we will hear more from Band Called Catch. Their website, bandcalledcatch.com. Let's do this, and then we'll hear from the band after this. WGN. Mm-hmm.
say I sound like the man on the radio. Well, I've been writing songs like this since a long time ago. So do I sound like him, or does he sound like me? And that's as easy as what came first, the honey or the honeybee.
We can never change the world. I can never change your mind. It's just not the time. All we can do is be kind.
So let's pave the way.
Let's clear the path
for me. For all our little ones, surprise, surprise, surprise. Darling foxes in our tulip garden. Charlie, we can beg his pardon. Genie's plea begins to harden. Staying out of trouble, baby. Trust me, you're not going crazy. One day we'll be fat and lazy, loving on each other daily. Wife from cold soil scuffles, working on my tiny muscles. Next, I'm putting me in your duffel. Staying out of trouble, baby. Trust me, you're not going crazy. One day we'll be fighting, lazy, loving on each other daily.
Band called Catch. Very nice. That's Radio Man. That sounded great. That was the first two were very, very great too, but this one was very, very great
thanks,
as well.
Thanks.
Very nice.
We think we're going to start the record with that one.
Yeah? I like it. It's again, as you said at the beginning, it's got a little bit of everything. You can't pigeonhole that song. And go, well, that's this or that. It was just fantastic. Very, very
that.
Nice. If you want to see Band Called Catch live, you need to get to Navy Pier on Saturday, 5:00. They are part of the Great American Lobster Fest. You will not be dressed as lobsters during the show.
Don't know
Yeah.
Well, actually,
Dave Langley, the bass guitarist, sometimes he puts on a lobster outfit. We've played it before, and
is that right?
Sometimes
not just
sometimes he puts it on.
Okay. Well, sure. Maybe
it'll be all eight of us, so it'll be quite.
It's going to be huge. This is if you like the band with three. Imagine them. Twice as good plus two. And that's what you're going to hear if you get out there on Saturday. Or if you go to bandcalledcatch.com, you can listen to the new single. See you soon. And you can get all the dates, everything. And then you can start hounding them for their vinyl. Because they're going to do some vinyl. And Jess will then pack it for you.
Yeah.
They're going to do some vinyl. Jess will shake some things. Tim Frank, Jess Lyons, and TK on saxophone. Thank you very much for coming
thanks,
in, you guys.
Thanks.
Congratulations on the new single. Have a lot of fun Saturday. And we hope to see you guys again soon. It was terrific.